Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top rated and all returns are hassle free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. Social selling is hot, hot, hot. So it pays to get acquainted with the how-tos and the how-not-tos. Here now to explain the do's and don'ts of getting items on Facebook is Roger Kiersling. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller Key Web Co. Roger, is it important to share things about your business on Facebook?
Oh, definitely. Can you hear me all right?
We can. You sound great.
Yeah, it's very important to share your items on social media, and Facebook is the main bouncing board that I like to use.
All right, so how do I do it? How do I buy a Facebook ad?
The best thing to do on Facebook, of course, is to have a Facebook business page. It's not appropriate to use your personal page to promote business. You can actually get in trouble for that. So you set up a Facebook business page. Now, you need to make sure that the page that you're going to send the items to is something that someone would actually care to look at. It's important to carry your branding from eBay over to your Facebook business page. For example, mine is keywebco.com, and on Facebook, of course, it's keywebco. And I have a little dragon that I use. Now, I use the same imagery on all of my social media, especially on my Facebook business page. I try to make them almost identical. There's differences on them, but the main image, the main logo that I use on eBay is the same across the board, no matter what I'm doing. So that helps people identify that when they see you on Facebook, they actually have seen your store on eBay.
What's the right way to go about putting together a Facebook ad?
A Facebook ad? Okay, Facebook ads are really important if you don't want to waste your money, that they be moving or animated in some way. That's the best advertising type to use. Video. They can be slideshows with links to your items. When you run a Facebook ad, you need to pay attention to the numbers that come in. You can spend a lot of money thinking that you're actually going to make sales seeing all these people liking your video. But unless they're actually liking your video and then clicking the link to buy your item, you're paying a whole bunch of money to market your page, which is great. It's good, you know, for you to build up your importance on Facebook and on eBay, but you're not actually making any money on it. So you're spending money to market yourself, which is a good thing, but you're not returning any money. So it's really important that as you market yourself, you double duty your posts. Like, what I mean by that is, if you look at my page, I did some examples of an item. It's a Keurig thermal coffee pot. I don't know if you want the eBay number or not.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hold on.
Okay,
wait,
it is
it up.
One.
Hold on. Wait. Start again.
Okay. 1-918-7907-2228. And then on my Facebook business page, I put four examples stacked up in a row of how I share that item on Twitter and in an eBay, on a Facebook selling group. The Facebook selling group that I'm involved with is Shopping Project Headquarters and Treasure Seekers Unite. There's also a video in both of those groups on how to post using selling groups. But back to the business page. I have four examples of posts, from eBay, one from Pinterest. I really believe that it's a good idea to use the eBay link to post an item, which I have an example there. And then the next time you post the item, maybe go to a Pinterest link and post that to your Facebook page. That way, when the bots are crawling these items and other people are sharing them and looking at them, they're going to several different social media sites, which in a roundabout way makes that item more important. It's crawled by more and different bots. So if an item's being searched for, it has a higher probability of coming up. So, you know, that is also helpful.
So what are some things not to do?
Yes, I want to know those.
I'm a mother.
Definitely do not fill your page like I just did with four items stacked up on top of each other. I did that for an example in case anyone decides to look at my page. But you want to make sure that you have 80% content minimum and 20% items maximum. You can increase your marketing a little bit if you use things, and if you are looking at my business page, if you scroll down, you'll see there's several little videos where I have links to my eBay store and other stores. I don't count those as item posts, even though you really should. It really should be no more than 20% buy from me, and everything else should be there to draw them. So a big do not is do not overfill your page with selling items. Another big do not is if you are going to use selling groups, do not use any private selling groups unless you plan on exchanging products with the members of that group. If it's private, nobody is seeing it. So make sure if you choose a selling group that you pick a public one. Also use the selling feature. Do not post in a selling group on Facebook without using the selling feature, because you're losing half the bots that would crawl it on Facebook. So you're only getting half of the effect. Why bother? So you always want to get the most out of everything. So you do not do things that don't go anywhere. It doesn't do you any good.
So we're speaking with Roger Kieserling. Is it Kieserling? Is that the way you pronounce it?
Yes, it's Roger Kieserling.
Oh, it's Kieserling. Kieserling.
Kieserling. Hey, it's tricky. Most people just call me Roger. They call me the Key Web Co. guy, or in the grocery store and every other store I shop at, oh, that's the eBay dude that buys all the clearance. That's what they call me.
Oh, you buy all the clearance stuff?
Oh, yes. Love buying clearance. That's my next topic, by the way. If you buy clearance, make sure you take pictures of the item without the tags, price showing. Post it onto your Facebook business page. Say, I got a ginormous deal on all of these items. I'm going to be listing them. List them. Post one or two of those items that you just purchased on your Facebook page within a day, hopefully very quickly after you buy them. And I have noticed when I have done that, I have about 60 to 70% higher sell-through rate on those items, at least for the short term, because it's relevant. People are interested in what you're doing, so show them.
So you're marketing it. You're marketing
it. Yes, exactly. You want people to check your page to see what you went out shopping for that day. You want people to come to your page to have your daily, hey, glad to see you here. Guess what? I am going to a movie tonight. So after you see the movie, you come home, you post a little link to the movie, and if you happen to be smart enough, you have already bought a toy related to the movie you saw, and you post that too.
Oh, that makes sense.
So how do you decide how much to spend?
Okay, how much to spend, I believe you asked me.
Yes.
That is up to you. Like I said before with the advertising, you have to be very careful. You can spend a ginormous amount of money and not make any. Determine what your ad is for in the first place. Most people just say, oh, I'll just stick an item up there and I'll run a little boost post. Well, that's great. Good for you. You might sell one. Awesome. What's more important is, okay, even if you're just going to put an item and boost that post, go every day and check how many people have responded, how many people have clicked on that item. Then go to eBay's hub and check the data there. Do you see any increases? Are the arrows going up? Are they unchanged? How much is it costing you? Facebook will give you the information of your cost per click-through. I have video ads that cost me one penny a piece. I spent hundreds of dollars marketing those ads. Then I went back and I looked, and I'm like, oh, well, out of all those video views that I only paid a penny a piece, thousands and thousands of people have seen them. I've only got a handful of people that actually clicked my store from there. But then I have another ad that's a video ad that's about an item. Very, very short, not fancy, didn't cost me a dime. I run that ad, but it has the Shop Now feature on it, which I recommend you always add, if possible, to every ad you run. And that ad, I only spent like $30. I looked at it, and I had 47 click-throughs directly to my store. I was able to track down a few of them, and they were decent, significant purchases. Now, the first ad got my page a whole lot of likes and well-known, so that's good for business. The second ad made me money. So when you ask me what to spend, it's all based on what you determine its value is before you even start. Why are you spending the money? Do you want to make money off the ad, or do you want to get known so you can sell future products? So you really must determine how much based on what your results are. I can't give you a dollar figure, but I will tell you this. If you're spending $100 and you're only getting 5 or 10 click-throughs to your store and no proof that you're really selling anything, then you're running the wrong kind of ad.
Got it. Mm. Very interesting.
I like this strategy. Yeah, I'm going to try it.
Definitely. I think it's a good strategy.
I'm going to call it.
Yeah, one of the things that I do see a lot of people making mistakes on is they forget that you can pin to the top of your Facebook page, just like Twitter.
Oh, right.
It's really important. People expect when you have an ad or whatever pinned to the top of your page, it's going to tell them something either about you or about what you sell, or making a lasting impression so they will remember to come back to your page.
I was just looking at your listings.
I have a big, tacky, flashy video. They remember my page, but if you look at my banner, it tells all about me. Now, my page is actually not a good example of good graphics because it is overdone.
I'll tell you what, though, your listings are like A++++.
Yeah, they get.
I cannot find one thing wrong with his listing.
He gets all the towels we own.
Thank you, Roger.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk. Call us now at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items, with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management. There are 3 versions of 6bit. Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6bit work for you. Try 6bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.